Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Marini Meiras Yishayichu and the schus Yidid Nafshi of Daniel Kratka Shlita B'chovenei Beiso. And it's based on the Torah of Marbi Rabbi Agon Gadol Manzitzal. Vela told us Aaron and Moshe B'yom Dibar Hashem Es Moshe B'har Sinai. And these are the descendants of Aaron and Moshe. On the day in which God spoke to Moshe at Har Sinai, Rashi writes in the Gemara at Sanhedrin, "Beinu Maskil b'nei Aaron v'nikru told us Moshe l'fishlim dem Torah l'mam shkol m'lam es ben chavir Torah ma'alav akosuf kilu yilado." In other words, Rashi is referring to the Hemshech Hadvarim. Hemshech Hadvarim katuv ve'elu shmois b'nei Aaron, abachor nadav avi olod zevi samar. So it doesn't say anything about b'nei Moshe. So how could it say ve'elu told us Aaron and Moshe? And then it doesn't say anything about Moshe. It's Toldos, only Aaron's. So Rashi says, because they're called Toldos Moshe, because he taught them Torah. And if you teach this your friend's son Torah, so it's as if you gave birth to them. Ayin kli yakar, sivsei chacham v'od. They ask that if that's true, why does it say in Pasuk Beis, ve'el shmos ben Aaron abachor nadav aviyu? It shouldn't say, if it's true that really it's like you gave birth to them, it's, they're your children. Then why does it say, if you teach them Torah, it's like they're your children, then why does it say, Ve'elu shmos b'nei Aaron abachor nadav v'aviyu? It's also b'nei Moshe. Why only b'nei Aaron? So that's kasha number one. Also what it says, Ve'yom diber Hashem es Moshe b'har Sinai. What does that mean? Ve'yom diber Hashem es Moshe b'har Sinai. Rashi writes, Shalidei dibur Hashem o Moshe b'har Sinai na'atsu toldot shalo, ke'evin shalom dama shalom ad mipi hagvura. That through the dibur of Hashem to Moshe at Har Sinai, they became his toldos. That's why it says, Eila toldos Aaron and Moshe, biyom dibur Hashem is Moshe Har Sinai, on the day, what there is told us in the day God spoke to Moshe, yeah. Because in the day God spoke to Moshe at Har Sinai, so through that he taught them Torah, and that's how they became his toldos. Not Tali in Har Sinai, it's telling the fact that Hashem taught Moshe Torah. Why is it telling you? The fact that Moshe taught them Torah. Hashem taught Moshe and Moshe taught them. What does that do with Har Sinai? And also, why say V'yom Diber Hashem is Moshe? When Hashem spoke to Moshe, the point isn't that when Hashem spoke to Moshe. The point is that Moshe taught them. That's when he became their father. Not when Hashem taught Moshe, when Moshe taught them. Also, it says a funny lashon, Yom Dibra Hashem Es Moshe. Should say El Moshe. Another kasha. It's not only B'nai Aaron Moshe taught Gantz Klal Yisrael. So why are only B'nai Aaron his children? So, you see, we have a seemingly simple pasuk, and all of a sudden, it's cool and miksha achas. A lot of kashas. As Havanirei. וכמה רבי סנהדרין בדף צדי תת עמוד ב' כתוב ואמר יש לוקש כל מלמד יש בן חבר התורה מעלו לו וכוסוף כאילו עשוי שנאמר בסנפש שעשו בחורן. If you teach your friend's son's Torah, it's as if you made him. סנפש שעשו בחורן, פרש אבס איסן. העניין כי בסנהדרין אמר בסתירס הדרוש, אז כאן כתוב כאילו ילודוי. If you teach your friend's son's Torah, it's if you gave birth to him, you begat him. Whereas in other words, that's in Sanhedrin. In Sanhedrin, it says Kili Yolado. In Sanhedrin, the Yud Tes Amid Beis. And in Sanhedrin, Sadi Tes Amid Beis, it says Kilo Aso. So we have Yud Tes Amid Beis, Kili Yolado. And Sadi Tes Amid Beis, Kilo Aso, as if he made him. What's the difference? It's a Nevesher Asu Bacharan. So why here Kilo Yeladu and here Kilo Aso? So it would appear that Leida, Ubiprat Inyan Leida Di Isha, what's the Inyan of Leida? Perusha Hotzaata Davar Mina Koach Elapoa. Sherekvar Yeshno Obar El Shalono Lad Viyatza Lavira Olam. The Inyan of a Leida is bringing something out to fruition. We already have the fetus. It just hasn't yet come out to the world. And even a zachar is called todos, that's his lihios hazaleda, because it's in potential by the father, and then through the father and the mother, the child that comes out into the world. So therefore, when we're talking about the Jewish people who have this inyan of Bekoach, in other words, the Jewish people have this inyan Bekoach, we have the potential of learning Torah. And when this potential is actualized, so then it's kilu yalado, because again, the idea of tolada is that you bring something to fruition. So a Jew has the potential to learn Torah, and then if someone teaches him Torah, it's kilu yalado, now he brought this to fruition. And therefore here we're talking about Bnei Aaron. They had the potential to learn Torah. So Moshe Rabbeinu taught them Torah, it's kilu yalada. In other words, you had something in potential, and he brought the potential to fruition, because that's what Leida is. You have potential and you bring it to fruition. But it's not like that with Goyim. With Goyim, they don't have it in potential. So if you teach them Torah, so that's mamish creating it. That's why it says by Avraham Avinu, it's a nefesher asu b'charan. He made them. When he taught them Torah, he made them. Because it wasn't something in potential that he brought out to fruition. It's something that he created, like almost yesh me'ayin, something from nothing. That's why it's kilu aso. So now we understand, that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Tzadik Tes Amud Beis, that we teach your friend Santar as if you made him. And they quote the Patsuk, but it's a nefesher asu b'charan. So that kilu aso is because we're dealing with non-Jews, and non-Jews don't have it in potential. And therefore, Avraham Avinu Mamish made them. Whereas the Lashon and Yotessa Mabez, Kilu Yilado, that's because it was in potential, and he brought the potential out to fruition. Acheinira. That from the fact that we bring the Sugi and Sari Tessa, Malav Ben Chaber Ustam, Belorak Lagabe Akum, Vuam Mizeso, we see that this inyan of kilu aso is not only by goyim, it's even by Jews. It says it's tam. Not only by goyim. So if that's true, which it is, so then gabi yisrael yeshlem dargas bebekoyach shelahem legabi torah. V'neyesh matzav shelo chaser ala b'fuah v'avalei kilu yilado. Like we have in bav mitziah pehei amud beis. Kol shu tam l'chacham u'benot tam l'chacham u'ben minot tam l'chacham. Shu v'en ha-torah posekes mizara lo'ilam. Ayin Shem Shemikan Ve'elach HaTorah Mechazeres HaLachsanya Shela. Anu Sheyesh B'Koyach, Sheyesh Bo B'Koyach Gadol Yoser Me'acherim LaTorah. Aba Vadei Boi B'Fol Shek She'eno Ein B'Hem Torah. V'chein Yesh Lehefech Shenechel Sheh B'Koyach Shelhem LaTorah. Sheh B'Zeh Malamid Oso Havalei Kilu Aso. B'lo Ra Kilu Yelado Kim B'Vor B'Lashon HaGemara. In other words, in simple Spanish, there's a matziv that all that's lacking is the befoal, is bringing it to fruition, and that's kilu yalado. That's what we have in Bava Metzia. Where Yisrael, we have dargis, legabe koach haTorah. Sometimes it just needs to be brought to fruition, to befoal, like in Bava Metzia. That it says that if you're a Talmud Chacham and your son is a Talmud Chacham, grandson is a Talmud Chacham, so the Torah never leaves the family. Because the Torah comes back to its achsanya, comes back to its host. So they have a big bekoach in Torah. Avavadei boi befoal, you need befoal also. In other words, you need to bring it to fruition, because if you don't have the befoal, then nothing's happening. There's not going to be Torah. You need to bring it to fruition. And sometimes the bekoach is so shvach that when you teach them Torah, it's like kilu aso. And not kilu yilado. So they're dargis. And that's the Gemara in Bava Metzia in Sanhedrin on Sadi Tes Amud Beis. So again, you have the different levels, even among Jews. You have the it's bekoach, you have that it's in potential. That's especially someone who's three generations of Torah, it's mamish very strong in potential. You just have to bring it out. And then you have the bekoach b'foyal that and then you have the kilu aso, when it's the bekoach is so shvach, so weak, that you have to when you teach them Torah, it's kilu aso, it's like you made them. Even among the Jews, sometimes there's a madriga that it's kilu aso, it's like you made them when you taught them Torah. And that's again the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and Sadi Tes Amud Beis, Kol Melamed is Ben Chaver Torah Ma'alav Kilu Aso. Because the Bekoach is so weak. So now it appears as follows. So now that we have this Yisod, the Ramban, Pasuk Aleph writes, that it is in the Pasuk. Pasuk Vav, Hakrev is Mata Levi. So here we have Bechiras Levi, Mesech B'nei Yisrael, Memela, that it is in the Pasuk Aleph to Dalet. Like Abay HaKoyhanim, Gamkin, Levar, Bechirasim, Kasikra. Lezeh Tzorech Lahaktim, B'men Ishtanu Letoiva, Mishai Yisrael. Shemnivchu lekunim mikol shivtei Yisrael. Hazeh katuv ba'pasuk ve'elo told us Aaron and Moshe b'yom dibur Hashem is Moshe b'har Sinai. Shene kamen alatem advorim. Shoysim dibur Hashem el Moshe v'loy es Moshe. Ela kamen ala kirva miuchedet shechala b'moshe b'yom dibur Hashem oto. Dainu, that it says in Pasuk Vav, bring close the tribe of Levi, staff of Levi. So this is the choosing of Levi from among the Jewish people in Memela, that it says in Pesukim Aleph to Dalet. By the Kohanim, is also coming to explain their Bechira. So we have to explain why they were chosen. Why were the Kohanim chosen? What did it say in Sukkim Aleph to Dalet? Baal told the Sarah and Moshim, Dibi Hashem is Moshim Bahar Sinai. Baal Shemot ben Aaron, Abuchor, Noda Babi Elazar, Yisamar. So they're chosen as Kohanim. And then Adam and Avihu died. They didn't have children. And then Elazar and Nisam were chosen. And then Hashem speaks to Moshe, Hagri is Mata Levi. So Pasuk Vav is the chosenness of Levi. And the earlier Pasuk Ma'av to Dal is the chosenness of the Kohanim. So it's coming to explain their Bechira. Why were they different? And that's what it says. Eil told his Aaron and Moshe, Beyom Dibra Hashem is Moshe Bahar Sinai. It doesn't mean Etzem Advarim. That he spoke to them. Because that Hashem spoke El Moshe, not Es Moshe. What it means is the kirva that Moshe had to Hashem, Es Moshe. Shehu zeh shenitkarev lahar Sinai liot dibur Hashem yuchad leoto. That's shedibur Hashem Es Moshe, with him. That he had this closeness to God. And on this day was also closeness to Aaron and his sons. Like we see in Parashas Yisro, v'gam ha'kohanim v'negeshem l'shem yizkadoshu. We have this, the Kohanim are supposed to approach. It says, v'ata mechitza la'atzmacha, Aaron mechitza la'atzmai, ha'kohanim mechitza la'atzman. Everybody gets their, Kohanim are in their own special, they get their own special seats, you know, like you have it at the game. There are these, preferred seating. So, VIP seating. So they were VIP'd at Har Sinai. At Har Sinai, the Kohanim were VIP'd. So you see that on that day, they were shown to be special. We have Das Rebbe and Zvachim and Kuftes Vavam and Beis. Who are you separating? Remember there it says, Nadav and Avihu. So again, you see that on this day of Mamad HaSinai, there was a special choosing of the Kohanim. Also in Parashas Mishpatim 24:9, Vayal Moshe V'Aharon V'Nadav Avihu. Nadav Avihu v'shivim zikne Yisrael v'yuras Elohei Yisrael. As mevuah shish kan kirva miyuchedet la'aron u'banav v'shat kabbalat ha'Torah. So there's a special kirva of Aaron and his sons when the Torah was received. And this kirva made them, Bayal, Aaron, and Moshe, Nadav, Avihu, Shizuke, so there's a close, special closeness. And this made them more moshe l'Torah. So now they have more of a bekoach, they have more potential for Torah. And therefore, they're klabe Moshe, gather kilu yelada, not together kilu asan, because he's not making yesh me'ayin. He's not making something for nothing. No. They already have this kabbalic koach, but they have this potential. And now Moshe just has to bring it out. But they already got on Yom Har Sinai, they got the potential. So we're trying to explain why they were chosen, what makes them so special. So that's what we have in Pasuk Aleph, you know what makes them so special? That it was on this day, Yom Dibur Hashem Es Moshe, because Baruch Hu Makariv Moshe, Har Sinai. After Har Sinai, there was this kirva. It's not the Torah that he taught. There was this kirva between Hashem and Moshe. And also, between Hashem and the Kohanim, that's what made them Roi. That's what made them fitting. That's what made them Mukhshar for Torah. And therefore they were Klapi Moshe, Kilu Yelada, not Kilu Asan. That's why the Pasuk says that they were El Toldos Aaron and Moshe. They're the Toldos of Moshe also. It's a Kilu Yelada, not a Kilu Asan. Why? Because Yom Dibur Hashem is Moshe Bahar Sinai. Because on this day, Moshe had a Gevaldik Kirvan, so did B'nai Aaron. And then in Areni Pasuk Beis, it says Velishmos B'nai Aaron to now. In Pasuk Beis, we're saying Kipshuto. These are the Shmos B'nai Aaron. Pasuk Aleph is trying to tell us why they were chosen. Why are the B'nai, why were the Kohanim chosen? What's special about the Kohanim? And the answer is because they're told us Aaron and Moshe, B'yom Dibur Hashem is Moshe Ma'asina. Hashem was Makariv Moshe. And Shem was Makariv them, and therefore they have the potential to learn Torah, and Moshe was a Kilu Yelada, and therefore it's talking about that that's what makes them so special. Because Moshe is a Kilu Yelada, and they had this great potential. Moshe Rabbeinu just brought it out. He's not a Kilu Asai, he's a Kilu Yelada. Not making them something from nothing. No, they already have the potential. Moshe Rabbeinu just bringing it out. And that's why here they're called, told us Moshe also. And then Vayter in Pasuk Beis. Now it's saying regularly, who are they? Let's talk biology. Baal Shmos bin Aaron Abuchor. Another baby of the Shmos bin Aaron. It doesn't mention Moshe anymore. So for end for Dalakash is Besiyat Dishmayim. Shmos Rabbah, Parshalamid Oz Gimel, Rebo, Komokom Shikosu Vela Mosef Ala Rishainim. Umi Hayu Ela Shikosu Lamai Lela Pukudu Mesher Pukad Mesha Aaron. Ma Rishainim. Hayu Tzadikim. Af Elu Tzadikim. As Mevuah. Shapasuk b'shayachut shel bnei Aaron l'Moshe v'Aaron Mayri. Klapehiyosim shayachim l'tzadikim to Moshe v'Aaron. V'ukan izbar dekwa la'ashmina mukhsharusim l'kohuna kasi. Kfi shabada bar adavar lidei bitui b'yom dibar Hashem es Moshe. So, Pesach whenever it says ve'ela, it's Moshe v'ala rishainim. And if it just says ela, then it's not adding on to what it says earlier. In other words, the Medrash is saying that when it says here ve'ela, it's adding on to what it says earlier called Pudim Asher Pakad Moshe v'Aaron. These are the enrollments that recorded by Moshe and Aaron, and the Medrash says Ma Rishainim Hayu Tzadikim, just like the earlier ones were Tzadikim. These, I guess, these 12 in number, these 12 heads of the tribes. So those Afelu Tzadikim. So to the Toldos Aaron were Tzadikim. So Akapanim, you see that this pasuk is telling us that they're tzaddikim. It's telling us why they're special, why they're chosen. So that's our whole mahalach. Our whole mahalach is to explain that pasuk aleph is telling us why the Kohanim were chosen, why they're so special. And the answer is, it's because kilu yelado, because at the Adom Dibur Hashem Har Sinai, they were set aside to be special, and therefore Moshe is kilu yelado. Moshe is if he gave birth to them, and not that he made them from nothing. Because on that day they were given this special mukhsharut, this special preparedness to receive Torah. And that's what be the inyan that we see in the Nedarim 54b that we've spoken about so many times. And Ketzet Seder Mishnah, Moshe Lama Torah Pi Agvura, Nichnas Aaron, Nichnas Banov, Nichnas Usakenim, Nichnas Banov Usakenim, Nichnas Kol Ha'am. Right, first he would, Moshe would learn from God, then Aaron would come and would teach Aaron, then Aaron would sit on his side, and then his children would come and teach them, the Zakenim would come and teach them, the Allah Kol Ha'am, etc., etc. Then Moshe Rabbeinu would go away, and then Aaron would teach. So there was a special limud to Aaron that he had more of a bekoach. And then there was a limud lebnei Aaron, Nichnasu Banav. So they have more of a bekoach, and the Zakenim, then Shaar Ha'am. So we see that there are different levels of bekoach, like we said before. Even in Kal Yisrael, you have different levels. You have a Kilu Asol level, and you have a Kilu Yilado level, and there are levels of Kilu Yilado. And then the Bnei Aaron were on a special level of Kilu Yilado. They had a special Bekoach. No, my Rabbi say, Advarim Meirim Misamchim Zakim Ubeirim Kukochavim Kesapirim. Meirim Kesapirim Ukukochavim Azirim Baruch Hashem. As Zachinu Lelmod את הפרשה הזאת, אבל עוד יש הרבה מה לומר, אז אנא יישארו עמנו, ותודה רבה רבה שהאזנתם. שלום שלום.